Radcasters Podcasting School is open for enrolments until November 27th. So if you've ever listened to this podcast and thought to yourself, man, I would so love to give podcasting a go, you know, I've got something to say, but you're kind of scared that you're not really sure as to how it's all going to come out. You need some help kind of figuring out who you're talking to, why you're talking, what you're talking about. You're feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the tech stuff. Well, Radcasters Podcasting School is the place for you. If you want to learn more, go to radcasters.com and you'll find everything you need to know there. Enrollments are open until the 27th of November and you get immediate access to all the content and can work your way through it at your own pace. Next round won't be until February and the price will be rising $300. So if you're thinking about podcasting, now is the time. Radcasters.com. Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo. Just recently, I spoke at a conference called We Are Podcast. Actually, it was just the weekend past. And, you know, I was so nervous. I've done two public speaking gigs back to back, last weekend and the weekend before. And, you know, I was shit scared because the last public speaking gig I did before those was when Mabel was about, 3 months old, and I had literally cocooned myself for those 3 months. I don't think I left the house for the first at least 6 weeks, you know, except for a walk, that was about it. And so, you know, those 12 weeks I was very isolated, and, you know, I'd developed pretty hefty social anxiety after not having, you know, adult conversation for that period of time. And I was talking on a topic that wasn't really, you know, I was talking about productivity. And I guess I didn't really feel that productive at the time because I, you know, wasn't productive. I was productive in another way. I wasn't productive in the usual way that I was prior to having Mabel. Stay there. So it was all really a bit of a fizzer, and I felt like I hadn't really done a great job. I was super nervous, I was not in my flow, and I was talking on a topic that I felt slightly disconnected from at the time. And so, you know, I have been asked to speak a few times and I've said no to the opportunities because I was, you know, a bit scared that I would be shit again. And anyway, a few months ago I had a friend of mine contact me and ask me, he's an entrepreneur too, and he teaches health practitioners how to be better business owners. So he has a yearly event for his mastermind people and he invited me to come along and speak on podcasting. And I thought, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I'll just say yes and we'll see what happens, you know. And I was so nervous and literally it's been all, I was just consumed with what? Oh my God, this is making me so nervous. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know, what am I going to talk about? People are going to think like I don't know what I'm talking about, or I'm not going to make enough sense, or I'm just going to be so nervous and I'm just going to fuck it all up. But I just decided, no, I'm going to push through, you know. I'm just going to own this. I'm going to go in, because I think what really shifted for me was the fact that this wasn't about me. It was about a room of business owners who could really, their businesses could really, you know, get traction or more traction if they started a podcast. So it became more about them than me. You know, I had this knowledge, and I do have the knowledge because I've done it myself and I've worked with audio for 20 years. So of course, you know, I could present as an expert on podcasting, but it still felt a little bit weird. being an expert, you know? It's a weird feeling. And I'm also of, you know, of the school that you're forever learning. So when are you an expert? Like, you're not really ever an expert on life, you're just a student. And so, yeah, so it was really weird to be kind of putting myself out there as an expert. It felt really weird. Anyway, the event came and I feel like I did a really fantastic job. The people I had, I converted, if you're into these kind of stats, I converted 20% of the room, which is really good for the first time ever selling on stage. That's a phenomenal statistic. And I did really awesomely. I enjoyed myself. I felt really comfortable on stage. And there were moments when my body was literally covered in goosebumps, you know? And then I know there's something happening, you know? When I'm getting goosebumps, something's happening, you know, spiritually, I guess. So, you know, I felt very much in flow up there. And as soon as I got to the audio bit, I really relaxed because I was like, this is my jam. This is my shit. This is what I know. I've been working with audio all my life. This is where I can really help people. So I enjoyed it. It gave me a lot of confidence. And then this weekend just gone, I was speaking to a room of, you know, around 200 people. And there was no pitch, there was no sale, but definitely I was nervous as fuck. Because again, that feeling of, oh, I'm not an expert. What if someone in that room knows more than me and they ask me a question that I don't know how to answer and I look like a dickhead and, you know, and I haven't written every single note down. And, you know, and then I lied awake the two nights before, pretty much awake all night. Because I can't sleep in hotels. Like, after a few nights of sleeplessness, I will. Yeah, I just can't. Eventually, I'll go to sleep because I'm just so exhausted from not sleeping. But yeah, so I had a lot of time to think every night about how I could potentially fuck this up. And, you know, and then I had this moment where I was like, but this isn't about you again. Like, this is just about you saying what you know, sharing it with people who need to hear it. It's not about your nervousness. It's not about what's going on for you. It's about what you can give to them. And so, you know, I'd heard this saying, when nervous, focus on service. But I didn't really, I guess, fully grasp the concept. I hadn't lived it until I was lying in bed at 3:30 a.m. thinking about my nerves and how, you know, I might look like a total fuckwit up there. So, you know, I am a fairly anxious person. I'm getting so much better. That's what this weekend had really made me realize, was how much I've shifted through that anxiety, and I'm starting to, you know, very much feel more at ease. So I got up. I, again, felt like I really owned my knowledge and my gifts, and I shared them with the room. And I got the goosebumps, and, you know, I felt really fantastic because these people were learning from me and I was giving them something that they could really use. So that was awesome. It made me realize that I want to do a hell of a lot more public speaking, which I wouldn't have known if I hadn't said yes. You know, sure, I had some bad experiences public speaking, but then that doesn't mean that it's always going to be a bad experience. It just means it was once or twice. And there were reasons for that. But now I've got something to talk about. Oh, it's raining. And it's something that I know well, and I can, you know, have something to offer. Oh, anyway, It's pissing down with rain. So yeah, where was I? So yeah, anyway, so what came out of that was that I really dig public speaking and I want to do more of it. So I am opening myself up to speaking engagements, and particularly ones where I have to travel somewhere and my travel expenses are covered. So if you need someone to talk about audio or podcasting, then I am your woman and I am available. Universe. Or to you. So yeah, so that was really good. The other thing that I just had this really amazing realization that, you know, I was on a panel with some incredible people who are all the things that I would like to be. They're successful. They make a lot of money. They do what they love. And they get to spread their message and travel around. And what I realized on the weekend was that I can do that. And what has been stopping me, there's nothing that makes me any different to any of them. I am just as intelligent. I am just as business savvy. I've just been scared. I've been scared of success. And my fear of success really stems from maybe a little bit about, you know, my office collective failings, because I really did lose a lot and probably more than I could afford at the time, emotionally, financially, definitely, spiritually and physically. Like, it took a lot from me. And so I've been really scared to really go back and do it again, you know, because I don't want to lose what's really important to me, which is freedom and family. So, you know, I've been scared of taking things to the next level for fear of what it will cost me, rather than focusing on what it could bring me, which is freedom and more time with my family. Bit of quality time, you know? But here's what I've realized. I don't know what it can give or what it can take away, because I haven't done it. And there's nothing in the rule book that says that I couldn't go after what I really want, and if it's too much, pull back. But if I never go for it, then I'll never know. I'll never know what I was capable of, because I was so afraid of it taking away what was important to me when I got it. You know? But what if I could have it? And, you know, what if I could do what I wanted to do and be who I want to be and have what I want to have, and have it not negatively impact the things that are really important to me? Is it possible? Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know because I haven't done it. So now I am ready. I'm ready to do what I've got to do in order to be who I am. I'm ready to own that, you know? I'm ready to go there. And I'll find out. I'll find out if it's too much, I'll pull back. Because now, also, I've had this experience where I have lost not everything, but a lot. And so I know when the pull-out point is. I know how to recognize when I'm feeling unaligned, when it's too much. And then I can change. But without ever going there, you know, the only difference between me and the people that I was speaking with was the fact that they did it. They went there, they believed they could do it, and they did it. And now, I believe I can do it. And so I will. Watch me, watch me. So yeah, now you. Are you hiding from success due to fear of failure or fear of success? For me, it's not about the failure. It's not. Because for me, not doing it is actually the failing. You know, I've done it and I failed and I lived and it was okay and I learned a lot and now I'm moving on and now I'm in a better place and now I'm about to, you know, take things to the next level. So I'm not afraid of failure, but I have been afraid of success. Because for me, I have this belief system that tells me in order to be successful, I have to sacrifice. And, you know, I'm sure that I will have to make some sacrifices, but I don't have to sacrifice what's important to me. I make that choice. I get to make that choice. And so do you. So what is it? What is it that you are hiding yourself away from? What are you saying no to that you could be saying yes to because you're scared? Why not have a crack? The worst that can happen is it doesn't work. And then you know. But if you never try, you'll never know and you'll die wondering. So, you know, don't die with your best music in you, or whatever that saying is. Don't die with the best in you music. Yeah, don't do that. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophy's Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.